Welcome to Real Estate Profits. I'm Griselda, and today we're taking your business from busy to brilliant. You're watching Now Media Television. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Real Estate Profits. I'm your host, Griselda Abusliman, and today we're diving into the powerful connection between resilience, leadership, and success in real estate. In an industry full of constant change, it often feels like chaos is the only guarantee. But the truth is, the way we lead ourselves through uncertainty determines not just our success, but our legacy. I am honored to be joined today by Jose Pereira, a former CEO of Citgo Petroleum, author, best-selling author, I will say, a motivational speaker, and the creator of the Executive Resilience Program. After surviving 1,775 days as an international hostage, yes, I said that right, a hostage, so definitely a hero, Jose now teaches leaders how to thrive under pressure, turning adversity into major strength. Jose, thank you for being here and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Griselda, for having me here, your wonderful show.
Absolutely. And I just want to commend you for, first of all, your book. I can't wait to read it. I will be honest that I haven't yet. But yeah, survivor, nearly 5 years of wrongful imprisonment as part of Citgo 6. That is amazing. The powerful insights and lessons that you could bring to our viewers on resilience, on leadership, on faith. You're the founder of JoseConnect.com LLC.
Yeah, that Jose Connect is the platform that I use for my coaching, for my speaking, for the selling of my book, and all my social media, my TV show that I became hosting in Now Media TV, and I have a podcast too. So all my digital platform, that is Jose Connect.
Very nice. Well, thank you for sharing that. I look forward to, you know, hearing you on your show, and welcome to Real Estate Profits. Obviously, you have a lot to offer to our viewers as well. But let's begin with this. So in real estate, many professionals feel like they're drowning in shifting markets, falling deals, unpredictable stress. Everything's just coming onto them, and they have to learn how to stay calm and stay grounded when all of this is happening. Obviously, you are the epitome of that, right? How to keep calm in very stressful situations. You face one of the hardest crises a person can ever imagine. What lessons did you learn about staying calm when everything was falling apart for you?
Well, that's a great question, because calm doesn't mean there is absence of chaos, because calmness is something that's really difficult to achieve, but you can do it. In my particular story, when we went through this hostage situation, I'm not going to say that we were calm from day one. That's not true, because nobody's prepared for this.
No,
I always mention something, that adversity, when it comes, it doesn't announce. And believe me, nobody's prepared. Even if you have training, I am a guy that I did my career in the oil and gas. Everybody knows that oil and gas is a demanding industry where you have a lot of training, you know, but because there is a lot of risk. So I did, during my life, a lot of risk training, you know, blow up in a refinery or some spill oil, anything that can happen, a fire, whatever. Right. But this situation that when it happened to me, I was not prepared.
No,
I was not prepared. No. But in the beginning, you begin to have, you know, a lot of anger, anxiety, depression, a lot of mixed feelings. But it then comes something that's very important. When you decided to say, okay, this is real, this is happening to me, there is where you can find, in the chaos, the calmness.
There you go.
Because the calmness is something so important in any crisis. Today, one of them, pyramids of anything that I teach, is that you need to be calm and focused in any situation. So in the real estate, you mentioned that today there's a lot of uncertainty, you know,
So much,
all these things happening in the market, not only here, the thing that happening in the world is affecting the market.
Yes.
So the people that are hearing this, they're in the real estate, sometimes can be like, wow, this is not working, or is, you know, is falling apart. You need to be always calm and focused, because that the calm is the mastery of yourself. That's where you can really find how to deal with any situation in life. That is key in any situation.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, once you remain calm, you can really soak in all the information in front of you, right? You can really study the data that's in front of you to make the right decisions for your own good. Obviously, when you don't do that and you go into a panic, everything spirals down, right? There's no way out of that, and you just may make the wrong decisions that are not in your best interest. No, absolutely, and thank you so much for sharing that. Now, how can real estate professionals apply crisis leadership skills that you teach when the deals collapse or when a market shifts right before they're doing a close? Or how can they really apply what you teach in your crisis leadership program?
Well, as I mentioned, being calm and focused is the first thing that you have to do. And you mentioned it there. When you're calm, you can begin to see the things with more clarity. And when you're focused, you can see the things that you can control and the things that you cannot control. Because one of the big issues that in any industry, that doesn't have to be real estate, can be in any, this is a university. When you're under any situation, there are things that are under your control and things that are not under your control.
Absolutely, when
you identify that, you can focus in the action that you have to take. For example, those things that you can control, you can take care of them. Because now you're focused, you're calm, and then you can set a strategy to see it. And sometimes you will find that maybe the solution you have in front of you. Or maybe if you don't have the solution, you can find a path to go to the solution. That is the thing that you can control. But the thing that you cannot control, why you're going to be depressed, having anxiety for something that is not under your control?
Yeah.
I don't say that you don't have to take care of it. You have to monitor it.
Right.
Follow up with it, but not try to influence, because you don't have no way to influence that.
Yes.
And let me tell you how I learned this lesson in the hard way.
Yes, please share with our viewers.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Then, because I mentioned that in my book, when we were in our captivity, we were six executives. So that's why we became the single six. I flew to Venezuela. I was the president of the company, and I flew with my five vice presidents.
Okay.
So we were taking hostage six guys. Six guys were more than 30 years of experience, very well skilled, my colleagues.
Perfect.
We were trying to take care of everything. We were trying to influence that was happening in our situation. We were trying to give instructions to our family what to do. And we began to get so anxiety and with depression, because we didn't see the things working. And at some point we had like a meeting that we said, you know what, we don't have no way to influence what is going on,
right?
Because we were caught in the middle of the geopolitical thing. We knew where we were going.
Yes.
So what we decided, leave that to our family, because that was not under our control.
Right.
So we let our family to take care of that, and what we decided to take care of, to stay strong in body, soul, and spirit. And that's where the situation changed.
Perfecto.
When we did that is when we had that shift in our mindset.
Yes.
Because now we were focused in taking care of our body, of our mind, and our spirit. So we begin to do things to take care of the three things. I'm going to tell you after what we did.
Yes, please. So now let's talk about those daily habits. So obviously, you're right? Completely out of your control. Now your families can speak with lawyers and appeals and whatnot, right? They can take care of all of that. But for you and your buddies, your five buddies there, What are those daily habits that you engaged in to help you stay grounded and focused and in good faith?
Well, that's a great question, because that is the fundamental of my coaching program today is based on that. Because one of the pillars of my coaching program is the survivor skills we created during that time. Because when we decided to say, hey, leave that to our family to take care of whatever they have to do, let's yes. take care of ourselves. We created what we call a survivor plan. So in what consisted that survivor plan? First thing, taking care of ourselves, how having daily habits and routines.
Yes.
We created a daily routine of doing things. I'm going to say it here for very, very, very simple, but very powerful. The first thing that we did, because we were in a confined space, very confined space, six yeah. guys living in a confined space.
Oh, boy.
So we created a routine for eating. So the breakfast became like a sanctuary.
Really?
So, yes, because you are in a confined space. So we are six guys. So we created a routine that everybody could eat alone in a small table we had, lights turned off in peace.
Wow.
So for us, that was a sanctuary. That moment became a sanctuary, having the chance to pray, to eat your food, that those food were beginning to be provided by our families.
Because wonderful, wonderful.
The situation in Venezuela was so bad by that time. We're talking about 2018.
Yes.
So your program, people in Orlando see it. There are a lot of Venezuelans. They know very well about this situation. Venezuela was going in a terrible situation.
No
food and no medicine. So
right.
So our family got authorization to begin to provide that food. So now we're having food provided from our family. In my case of my family, it was a nightmare because my family was here in Houston. So my eldest son had to fly to Colombia. He moved to Bogota. And from Bogota, he began to send food to Venezuela. And somebody picked up the food and they cook and send it to me. It was a
wow.
very complicated. It was a total logistic.
Oh my goodness, a logistical kind of challenge, but they mastered it. But we're going to pause there because I want to hear more about that. But for now, coming up next, we're going to talk about how you stay focused, like you're describing, with the simple things that you did when distractions never stop. So mm-hmm. stay with us. More with Jose on how to stay focused when there's so many distractions all over you. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with more ways to optimize, scale, and succeed. This is Real Estate Profits on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Griselda, and this is Real Estate Profits on Now Media Television. Let's keep building smarter together. And welcome back to Real Estate Profits. You want more of what you're watching? Stay connected to Real Estate Profits and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand, anytime that you like. Just download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and unlock unstoppable bilingual programming, English and Spanish. Now, if you're on the move, you can also catch the podcast version right from our website at www.nowmedia.tv. From business, news, to lifestyle, culture, and everything in between, Now Media TV is streaming around the clock, ready whenever you are. And I am here with Jose Pereira, who is sharing powerful lessons on resilience and leadership. Now, in this segment, we're diving into one of the biggest struggles in real estate and in life, and that is staying focused. Between clients, market pressures, constant distractions, many professionals lose sight of their vision. But Jose is here to share some very valuable insights. So Jose, tell us, you were telling us in our last segment, I want to continue on that conversation. How did you train yourself to stay focused under such extreme pressure that you were going under?
Yeah, as I mentioned, we created this survivor plan that became the fundamental of my coaching program. My coaching program is this that you see here. It's called the Unbreakable Leadership Coaching Program, okay?
Great.
And this is a three-month coaching program. But what I did is I put the things we did there in a converted in a technique for leaders. So what happened here? When you're going to any stressful situation, any adversity, as I was mentioned, you lose control, you lose calmness, and you lose focus. When you find the focus, now you know the thing that you really have to do, the thing that you can control. In our particular case, we were having issues how to handle our controlling our body, mind, and soul. So what we did, we created a survival plan. So that survival plan with what consists. We did daily routines for eating, sacred space, sanitizing the room, doing exercise. It was funny because one of my colleagues, he's a marathon runner. Still today, he runs marathon. So nice. he created a daily routine for exercising.
Perfect.
We were in a cage. We were in a very tiny space. So we did static running, push-up, meditation, stretching. Wow. And we did it like 3 hours on a daily basis. I can tell you.
Oh my goodness, Griselda, that's intense.
I did never do so much exercise in my life like that time.
Wow.
I became to being a very good shape.
Very good. And it's good for the mind, for the heart, for the soul. It helps you in every which way, right?
Correct. So now that we're receiving the food from our family, I guess friend in the first segment, I was beginning to have able to receive the food, but I needed to send back the trash cans. Inside the trash cans, I begin to smuggle letters to my wife.
Wow.
So we begin to smuggle letters with my wife. I send the letters to her, and she sent the letter to me in the new food.
Oh.
And Griselda, we kept doing that during 3 years. We send it around 1,000 letters.
Oh, and my God. And that's a beautiful story.
And those letters became my book. So when you see my book that is here, that we will show it later, is based on those letters. Because when I came back, I had the opportunity to go back to those letters, revisit those letters, and then I begin to edit them. No, this is the second book. This is a break. The first book is a put in the outer. Go to hit the outer. There is where you will, because this is my second book. What's showing in the screen is my second book that is Unbreakable. My memoir book became a fundamental from the letters. So now we're writing letters. We were able to begin to receive books. I was reading. So important. We take time to read and write. So that was now taking care not only in our body, now we're taking care of my mind.
Yes.
And then we begin to pray, and we begin to read the Bible, and we even begin to do place of domino.
Look at that.
We created a domino tournament. So now we were taking care of the body, of the soul, and the spirit. So we were taking care of everything. And we did this in a daily basis during years. So this is my book. If you see From Hero to Billion, if you see what you're seeing in the screen that I'm going to show here,
yes.
This book, these are the guards that kept us.
Oh,
so this is my silhouette, and this is the dungeon where we were captured. This is called the helicoid.
Okay.
So the helicoid. So the name From Hero to Billion came because we were a guy that did all more than 30-year career in the oil and gas, was kind of a hero in the oil industry. And when we flew to do the presentation in Venezuela, we were captured, accused to be American spies, and we were treated like the worst of the billions.
So goodness.
That's why I decided to put that name. I came from being a hero and became a villain. So that's why Hero to Villain, there's where the name came.
Wow, what a powerful story. Thank you for sharing all of those insights. Now all of these things, you put family, faith, fitness, and fun. You captured all of that to stay grounded with your friends in that tiny space. Now, what's the danger, Jose, you think, of letting all these distractions control us in life or in business?
Okay, now let's put this in your business, in real estate.
Yes.
If you're in a real estate agent and you're having struggles with your sales, struggling with closing contracts or anything, you need to get grounded. All these things that I'm telling to you are things that are fundamental in any walk of life.
Right.
In the morning, the first thing you have to do is have your moment of silence. When you awake, the first thing you have to do, beside the distraction of the phone, is take a moment to have silence and begin to express gratitude.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. This is something that, that you can say, oh, this is very spiritual. Yes. It's very spiritual, but it's confirmed by the science.
Yes.
Today, neuroscience has confirmed that when you have those moments of silence and those moments that you express gratitude for breathing, gratitude for being alive, gratitude for having a job, gratitude to be in a house.
Watching the sun. Right? Breathing the air.
Gratitude for anything that put you in a mode that you begin to have some hormones that will change your mood, will transform your atmosphere, and will create your reality. So
right.
So today for me is basic. Then when I'm in those moments, I not only express gratitude, I pray intentionally. What means pray intentionally? Pray asking for the things like they already have.
If
you're in the real estate, you want to see yourself closing a lot of deals. You want to be the best real estate agent.
Show that. Act like
Show
that.
It. Have the attitude. Believe in yourself.
Yes.
So this is my strong recommendation to anybody in that field.
Yes. And I was going to ask you for one mental technique. If you have others, great. But I love what you just shared. The act as if you're already there, right? I've used that in the past. And, you know, here I am on a show with Jose, sharing with many, many viewers, millions of viewers around the world. I act that as if I already had my show and here we are. But I agree with you that that is extremely powerful.
Yes.
Now, any other mental techniques? Obviously, that's a really powerful one that all of us can use to shut out all the noise in the market and everything that is happening to us.
Having the pause in your life, because in today's world, the people are totally accelerating. You don't have to have time to nothing. Everything is
right.
Accelerated. Take the pause and be adaptive. One of the superpowers of anybody in any line of business is being adaptive. Because in today's world, the capacity of being adaptive is a superpower. So, for example, if you're in the real estate and the market is changing, there's a lot of things happening. You know, the rates are going up and down, or maybe they're having some problem with whatever is going on.
Right.
You need to have the capacity to be calm, see what's going on, and adapt to the situation. And why this is so key? So many people fail in their business because they stick in what they're doing. If the market is giving you the sign that you have to make change, do the change.
Yes, just do it.
Adapt to the situation. So this is very important. But the fundamental is that believe that if in yourself like the situation already happened. Don't see you where you are today. See you where you want to be.
There you go. Where you want to be. Well, thank you so much. Now, Jose, your executive resilience program offers incredible insights like what you're sharing here with our viewers. Where can our viewers go to learn more and stay connected with you?
Well, I have my webpage that is called joseconnect.com. In that webpage, you will find everything about me. You will see there my now new media TV show. If you want to be a guest, you can apply there.
Thank you.
I have also my new book that is called Unbreakable.
Okay.
This is my new book that is leadership lessons based on biblical principles.
Great.
You can find my book, you can find my coaching program, and you can find my speaking, because I became an international speaker. Today I speak in conference, I speak in Ivy League University, I have speaking in museum. I was in the UN, I have been in the US Congress. So I'm today speaking what we're talking here today is part of my speech. What I speak
Absolutely.
Today, how you can become a strong leader under uncertainty in this crisis world.
Well, thank you for sharing all those powerful and impactful insights. Up next, we'll explore the power of mindset and why wealth isn't just about money, but it's about how you think. You don't want to miss it, so stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with more ways to optimize, scale, and succeed. This is Real Estate Profits on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Griselda, and this is Real Estate Profits on Now Media Television. Let's keep building smarter together. Well, welcome back to Real Estate Profits. I'm your host, Griselda Abusliman, and I'm here with Jose Pereira. We've talked about clarity and focus, and now we're shifting into mindset, one of the most underestimated drivers of wealth and of success. So many people believe that wealth is just about money and chasing the coins, the money. But the reality is that your mindset determines whether opportunities open or close. So the challenge many people believe is that wealth is out of reach, that, you know, it's just not going to happen for them. I myself came from a poverty-stricken region in southern Texas, in Brownsville. But I am here, just like Jose, to prove that, yes, anything is possible. A limited mindset creates barriers that keep success away. So, can you share with us some insights and tips on how to have the right mindset? Why do you think, Jose, mindset is just as important as money in building a strong future in anything that we do?
Well, you said it very well, that some people are chasing the money, and really you should be chasing is your mindset. Because mindset, having a positive mindset, will change everything. When you have a positive mindset, you're changing your reality. And let me go back to neuroscience.
Yes,
because,
please.
Because when you go back to, because that is not only the spirituality, is that neuroscience today confirmed what the Bible told more than 2,000 years ago.
Right.
That means that when you believe in something that is your faith, when you believe in something that you haven't seen,
yes,
and you had the proper mindset that you strongly believe in that, you're going to change your reality.
Right.
You're going to change your reality. So
yes,
the mindset is the beginning of the change in any situation in your life. So anybody that, again, is hearing this and you're in the real estate and you're having struggle in your business, believing in yourself, believing that you really can achieve your goals,
yes,
having the proper mindset and be positive.
Right.
Even if you're going to any dark moment, I can tell you, I went to a dark moment.
Very, several, yes.
But when we decided to change our mindset, everything began to change for us. We were there. That was our reality. We stayed there 5 years. It was a long time, 5 years.
Long time, absolutely,
long time.
Yes.
But now we were having the strong belief that we were going to come back. I'm gonna tell you something here that I always mention, because this became part of my speech. That
Perfect.
Is a metaphor that I used.
Okay.
The last year that we came back after 4 years of failed negotiation to get a release, there
yes.
was an ambassador to flew to Venezuela and begin to negotiate a release. Direct negotiation face-to-face with the
okay.
Venezuelan regime.
Mm-hmm.
We had a meeting with this guy. He met with us. And when we had a meeting with this guy, when we finished the meeting, that he told us that he was trying to negotiate our release, I told him, Ambassador, we're gone. I don't know when, but we're gone. So the next day, I told my wife to bring me a luggage, a small luggage, a carry-on luggage.
There you go. You are already there.
And I told her to put some clothes there. And she thought that I was crazy, but she did it. She,
uh-huh.
she, the guy that was in charge of the logistics, that Saturday brought me the luggage with the clothes. I put it in a corner. And every morning I talked to the luggage saying, be ready that you're going to go with me. We're going to go.
Yes.
It took 1 year. But But
That's
one
okay.
year they opened the door and I came back with the knowledge. So
Very
what is
nice.
the metaphor? What is the metaphor here? People sometimes have heavy baggage in their
Yes.
shoulder.
Yes.
Give up to God. Keep your luggage that are your dreams.
Yes.
Carry your dreams. Dream and dream big. When you dream and you dream big and you stick to your dreams, you pursue your dreams and you're going to achieve them. You're going to make it. So that is the power of the mindset.
Absolutely. Extremely powerful mind. Now, obviously, you've shared some mental barriers here. What are some of those mental barriers that keep whether real estate professionals or business people from reaching their goals? What do you think is just blocking them?
Well, you know, sometimes people have those barriers that they think that they're not good enough. They don't have the capabilities. There's a lot of competence. There's a lot of challenge. They feel that they have a lot of issues to finding their goals.
Yep.
And those barriers are only here.
Aquí. That's it.
Everything is here.
Yes.
Everything is here.
Yes.
Everything is here. Everything
I know.
Is here. The day you decide that to take out those barriers is that you're going to change. I always say in my coaching program, you don't have to be a hostage like I was. So that's why I train people. But you can be hostage of your belief.
Yes.
You can be hostage of the things that you think that you cannot achieve. Sometimes
right.
The people are hostage or their beliefs, and it can be even worse than being a physical hostage when you're a mental hostage.
Absolutely. It's extremely powerful, right? It can bring you down. In my book, right, From the Border to the Boardroom, we talk about that, about how you can turn any challenge into an opportunity, right? It's just a path to better. So let's talk a little bit about that, right? How can shifting perspective turn challenges, and some of them very serious ones, into tremendous opportunities?
Well, this is the fundamental of the resilience. When you, those setbacks, those failures, you don't see like setback or failures. You see them as opportunity to grow.
Learn.
The great leaders of the world.
Yes.
That's what they did. They could have fallen and failed countless times.
Yes.
Countless times. I remember the story of the creator of Starbucks. I don't know. He went like to 100 banks asking for a loan.
Yes.
Everybody was saying no, no,
no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no,
yes.
No. Boom. And one day somebody said yes,
yes.
And now we have Starbucks.
Absolutely. Yeah. But that is the power of determination, perseverance, and extreme resilience, right? Every no, every setback is just propelling you forward tenfold. Keep that in mind. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, what daily affirmations or practices keep you in a success-focused mindset? Obviously, it's hard to stay in that mode the entire time, but what are some of the things you can share with our viewers about how to keep practicing that positivity?
Well, it's difficult, but it's easy at the same time. Expressing morning gratitude. No matter what you're going in your life, express gratitude. You will find things like you're breathing.
Yes.
You're alive. You're alive.
Yes, we're
you're
here.
You're alive. You're here. You know, think about this. When you awake in the morning, you're breathing. In that day, maybe hundreds of thousands of people are in a hospital.
Yes.
Or some millions of people maybe pass. Now you are lucky because you're alive.
You're alive. So you're breathing.
You're breathing, so express gratitude. And before you're going to bed in the night, think of the three things that you really think that you achieved that day, no matter what simple they are.
No,
and
no.
And this is becomes very powerful. I was
Absolutely.
Hearing the other day Joe Dispenza talking about that. Doing that in a daily basis, that I strongly believe in that. Because there's the way you can make possible the impossible. Remember, we're a creature of God.
Absolutely.
We are created at this image. That's why
yes.
I talk about the unbreakable leadership spirit, because everybody has inside that inner force. But you have
absolutely,
to
absolutely. We all have it. We just have to wake it up, right? When I spring
yes.
out of bed, I do that. I spring literally out of bed and I make my bed, because that accomplishes the first thing in the morning, right? Just making my bed. So coming up, we'll look at something bigger than money, the legacy that we all leave behind. Jose will share why character and integrity are the true building blocks of lasting success. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more with Jose Pereira. We'll be right back with more ways to optimize, scale, and succeed. This is Real Estate Profits on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Griselda, and this is Real Estate Profits on Now Media Television. Let's keep building smarter together. Hello, and welcome back to Real Estate Profits. Don't miss a second of this show or any of your Now Media TV favorites. They're streaming live and on demand whenever and wherever you want. Now grab the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and enjoy instant access to our lineup of bilingual programs in both English and Spanish. If you prefer podcasts, listen to Real Estate Profits anytime on the Now Media TV website at www.nowmedia.tv, covering business, news, lifestyle, culture, and so much more. Now Media TV is available 24/7, so the stories you care about are always within your reach. Now, in this final segment, we're talking about something every professional should care about, and that is a legacy. Money comes and goes, but what lasts is the strength of your character, your values, your integrity, and the mark that you leave behind. So many people often chase short-term wins or money or, you know, short-term prosperity, and they forget about the bigger picture of impact, of legacy, and integrity. So now we're going to discuss that topic, and Jose, who is a best-selling author and also has his own business and coaching on the topic. Why, Jose, do you think legacy is more important than just making money in real estate or any business?
You know, today everybody wants to win fast. Everybody wants a quick success. Everybody wants a quick recognition. You know, you're in social media, you want likes, you know, that is fast success. But, you know, the truth is that success rarely lasts on time, because that is not grounded in what is the legacy. The legacy is leaving an impact behind.
Yes.
Why is so important the legacy? Because that's where, in the future, see yourself where you want to be remembered in 30 years. So that's the question that you have to make. Where you want to be in 30 years? If you're not here in this world, how you want to be remembered?
Yes.
That is the real legacy. And that would be powerful, because you come to this world because you have a purpose.
Yes.
So when you find that purpose and you pursue your dream and achieve your purpose, you're leaving a legacy. Because those purpose that you're achieving are going to impact your generations to come.
Absolutely.
The other day happened to me that I was here. I'm beginning a nonprofit that I'm going to launch in December. So
okay.
I was here working with the paperwork, and was my grandson. He came and he saw and he told me, "Hey, abuelo, what are you doing?" I said, "Hey, papi, I'm working here with a nonprofit." And I said, "Martin, you know, I see you in 30 years running this nonprofit."
Nice.
And he got so impacted when I told that to him that he began to cry. For me, it was like a joke. But he didn't. He took it seriously.
I'm glad.
That impacted him. Believe me, Griselda, he will remember that moment the rest of his life.
Yes, and because, he will probably do that and do it very well.
And because he took it seriously, he began to cry, because he saw, like, I was giving him like a strong empowerment.
You know? Yes, you trusted him.
And I trusted him, and I did it seriously, but it came naturally. So that's what the legacy is. When you have the ability that your grandsons, the day of tomorrow, they can say, "Hey, that was the work that my abuelo did. This is what the book that he wrote.
Yes.
This is the foundation that he created. This is the legacy that he left in this world." My friend, if you don't working for that, you need to leave a legacy in your life.
Absolutely. Now, so thank you for sharing that. Now, how can real estate professionals start thinking about the long term and about the mark that they leave behind? What advice would you have for them?
Because you don't, one of the most challenging thing is don't see the people like a number.
No.
See them like a not only a client, see them like a friend that you're helping.
Yes.
So you are serving people. So
yes.
when you are serving the people, you are creating your legacy because now the people begin to trust in you.
Yes.
And that will create a ripple effect. It became that secret sauce in your business. Because
yep.
now the people trust you and they will refer to you because you will begin to be loyal, trustful. The ethics, so important that your ethic in the way you're doing business, that's going to be a long-lasting client for you. And the people that you're going to bring to you is going to begin to grow your business. It's a no-brainer.
Absolutely.
It's a no-brainer.
They're
so
going to do
right.
it because it's fun. Absolutely,
it's,
because
it's
they
fun,
want to.
And your business will grow.
Yes. Yeah. I was an executive in corporate America for many years, about 15 years of my career. But there was always that one word, headcount. And how much headcount? And headcount, I'm like, you know what? Forget this headcount. I count hearts, right? We have people with hearts doing good things for us, and we're going to take care of them. That made a big difference in making sure that people were doing all the right things to work together and make things better. But
yeah,
now,
yeah.
What role do integrity and character play in building something that lasts, Jose?
Well, I mentioned that ethics is so important. In real estate, there is a lot of, unfortunately, there is a lot of scam in that space.
Yeah, I know, yes.
A lot of scam. A lot of people have felt that they have been, you know, misrepresented. There's a lot of lawsuits in that area, you know.
Right.
So when you are doing your business with ethics, with transparency, with honesty.
Yes.
And that people can perceive that. So that will build you trust. You're going to begin
right.
to be trustful. And at the end, you're going to be the person to go, you know?
Yeah.
So the people will know that you are somebody that did a good business, that was trustful for them. You're going to have a good referral for
right.
your business.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you work with many clients and obviously you have your own experiences. Can you share an example of how someone's values or your values shaped a business legacy?
Oh, well, I have a good friend that, you know, he was struggling. Something that I talk about is having a perfect balance between your business success and your personal fulfillment.
Okay.
So important.
Yes.
And let me tell you why, because everything I do today is because I strongly believe and I went through. One of the things that happened to me during my captivity is that I was being so focused in my corporate career that I was missing my family.
Ah.
So now I'm in this situation begging to have a phone call with my wife and missing so much my family. So when I came back, for me, was like a life achievement to be having a balance between my business and my family life.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that is hearing this is so important. So I have a client, he was having those struggles. And
yes.
And I had the honesty to have this conversation with him. And not only he believed in what I was saying, he began to practice this. And what was the final goal? He began to be more successful in his business. But he had a better marriage. See, he
oh,
was losing
beautiful.
His marriage. He was losing his marriage, and he could his marriage survive. Today, I'm connected to my church. That one of the fundamental of my church is having the family going to the original design, because this is something important.
Right.
That the family is important. You can never be successful in a business if you don't have that balance with your family. So
yes.
Those two things are important. Very
the
important.
Fundamentals, absolutely. Faith and family, for sure. So now, one more time, how do our viewers get a hold of you, Jose?
Well, you can go to my webpage, Jose Connect. Jose Connect, you will find everything related to me. If you want to have me as a speaker, you will find my speaker page there. If you want to buy my books, you will find my books there. If you want to have me, my coaching, you will find my coaching there. I have there my Now Media TV that is called Líderes Inquebrantables. It's in Spanish. It's to showcase the Spanish community in Now Media TV. I'm today's host. I have a podcast called Building Resilience in English, where I interview leaders also about their leadership journey, how they have adversity, but now they are thriving. And you can find all my social media there.
Wonderful. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Jose. This has been incredibly valuable. Now, Jose, thank you for sharing your story, your wisdom, and your heart with us today. We've explored how to find clarity in chaos, stay focused through distractions, harness the power of mindset, and ultimately leave a legacy that matters. These lessons go far beyond real estate. They're about building a life of strength, resilience, and integrity. But to our viewers, I encourage you to take one insight from today and put it into practice. Success isn't built in a day, but with daily choices that align with your vision and your values. I'm Griselda Abusleman, and this is Real Estate Profits on Now Media Television. Until next time, keep building not just profits, but a legacy that you can be proud of.